As chief of police from 77 to 83, five of the officers recognized at the Tulsa Police Officers Memorial fell during your term. One of the more tragic incidents was the helicopter crash that killed two officers. Maybe we can talk about that, because wasn't it under your direction that a helicopter would come into play, the police helicopter unit?
Well, the helicopter unit I put with, obviously, the permission, advice, consent, and appropriations of the city commission, put the helicopter program in place. And it was a startup. One of the things that we felt was necessary was to convince the rank and file officers that the money spent for the helicopter program was worthwhile. We started observation rides for rank and file police officers to see what the helicopter people could see. Chance Whiteman and Kelly Smythe. Chance was the pilot. He had been a helicopter pilot in the Vietnam War. Kelly Smythe was unusual. He was a police cadet when he was 14 years old. That was a volunteer position. He wanted to be a police officer, he thought, and it gave him a chance to explore the position. At 18, he became a formal police cadet, but a paid cadet, much as Mike was when he entered the program. At 21 years of age, he became a police officer. Both Kelly and Chance died in the helicopter crash. And it could have been the end of the program. Police Commissioner Roy Gardner and I decided that it was kind of like riding a horse. We get on it and do it again. The helicopter we were using was a helicopter we had leased from the Oklahoma City Police Department. It was completely decked out. The success of the program up to that point, and with the assistance of Mayor Jim Inhofe, who is, as you know, an aviation advocate, really kept the program going. And it has been a success since then. I want to say one more thing. I remember very vividly, Commissioner Gardner and I went to Mr. and Mrs. Smythe's home. He was living at home with his mother and father. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I remember vividly that I was sitting on the floor in their living room, having delivered the bad news that their son had been killed. Kelly was their only son. And Mrs. Smythe, in what has to have been one of the darkest days in their lives, said, "Chief Stiggy, I don't want you to worry about Kelly dying under your command." Kelly died doing exactly what he wanted to do. He came to me when he was 12 or 13 years old and said he wanted to be a police officer, and I said, "Oh, no, you don't want to do that." But then he found out about the cadet program, and he got into that, and I let him because I knew that would change his mind. And then when he turned 18, he asked my permission to join the paid cadet program. I let him do that. And when he was 21, he came to me and said, "Mom, I'm going to be a police officer. I'm going to start." And she said, "Kelly, I don't want you to be a police officer." "Well, Mom, I want to be a police officer. I have a calling." They were a very, very religious family. "I have a calling. I want to be a police officer." "No, Kelly, I don't want you to be a police officer. Mom, God has called me to be a police officer." And Mrs. Smythe said, "Kelly Smythe, God didn't discuss this with me." My feelings about that, in her darkest moment, she was trying to comfort me.
Yeah.
And she attended every police memorial service that we had until she became physically unable to do so. And the helicopter flyover, the part of the closing of the ceremony, always touched her very, very deeply.
The circumstances, the helicopter was involved in a chase over North Tulsa at night.
The helicopter was involved in a ground pursuit by police officers of a car proceeding at high speed. I believe that Chance lost perspective and didn't realize that he was coming into an area where there's rising hills, and he hit a tree. And the helicopter crashed and killed both officers. They were killed instantly when they hit the ground.
Tell us about the entire police force, the feeling that they had, and how that affected them.
I know everybody was saddened, and everybody wore the mourning band on the badges. I've said this many times. You pointed out that during my time as chief of police, five police officers were killed. One was the only female officer who's ever been killed, Officer Fabrienne Van Arsdale, who was burned to death when the car was struck from behind, ruptured the gas tank, and the sparks set the car on fire. I've never suffered the death of a child. I have six children. Two of them are police officers. One is a retired soldier. And all I can say is if the death of a child is any more painful than the feelings I felt with the death of each one of these police officers, I hope my children all outlive me.
Yeah.
It's extremely painful knowing that these guys were essentially following my orders, and for whatever reason, they died.
Yeah.
Fabian went to the police academy with me, as well as Carl Keim. But Fabian was married to an OHP trooper, and she's working midnight shift in South Tulsa. And she had just communicated with her husband that they were going to go eat breakfast somewhere after she got through with this car stop on South Lewis. So he drove that way and arrived just moments after her car was struck and actually witnessed her burn to death and was there as the heat was causing her live ammunition to explode. I've had the occasion, somebody had stopped this young man that she had stopped, who suffered some pretty severe burns trying to get her out of the car, yeah. And they had stopped him for a minor traffic violation and said, is this guy's story right? And I said, it's so right, you know, let him go. Thank him and let him go. Hmm. And, you know, that's what we need to do. Community involvement's a two-way street. Hmm. We owe them, they pay us back sometimes.
As Mike said, he witnessed her burning. I went over. He was sitting there in the car with the door open, and I sat down on the threshold of the driver's door. We tried to talk to one another. He couldn't talk. He was so upset about his wife's death. He left the OHP shortly thereafter, and we tried repeatedly to contact him. I'm a member of the Board of Trustees of the Tulsa Police Officers Memorial, and we try to contact the survivors each year to invite them to attend the memorial service. And only recently were we even able to get a response from him. And that's been 35, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mike talked about Carl Keim, the first officer who was killed in my tenure as chief. Carl, maybe 3 months before his death, had purchased a bullet-resistant vest and walked into a bar and was engaged in some police activity, and somebody shot him in the vest. He felt he was living on velvet. To show you the depth of feeling, not this past year, but 2012, Mrs. Keim, who's since remarried, she and her husband, and I believe it's Carl's child, attended the police memorial service for the first time I'd seen them. When she saw me after the service, she didn't say a word to me, just walked up and put her arms around me.
Yep.
My sister, that's 5 years older than me, she was in Carl's graduating class at Will Rogers High School. Carl was an all-state athlete in several sports, went on to play minor league baseball before he decided that that wasn't going to take him much longer, and, you know, was just one of the most gregarious, outgoing, funny, sharp-witted guys. He was kind of like my older buddy in the police academy. We went through the academy together, and he always looked out for me. I can remember his funeral. It was in November, and it was a cloudy, rainy day, and I was a pallbearer for his funeral. This past year, my son Jake was doing his Eagle Scout project, and he chose a police memorial to work on and raise money for, and did the biggest project they've ever done out there privately.
Yeah.
So they honored him at the police Memorial Day celebration, and Carl's wife was there with her daughter, and she came over and thanked my son for doing that.
I didn't know that.
That was Carl.
Carl Victor Keim, but everybody called him Poncho.
Okay.
Poncho Keim. His dad was a principal over at Owen Elementary School, I believe.